Tolson's 107.8 Tone FM. Can't beat a bit of Motown. If you like the 60s, you like the 60s, don't you, Frank? You're a big 60s.
I love the 60s.
Love the 60s, and I'm glad you said that, because that's the title of our show.
Is it?
On Sunday at midday. What do you mean,
brilliant,
is it? You should say, yes, I know, I listen to it every week.
I do listen to it every week.
There you go.
What's this you got over your face there? Is that a slug?
Yeah.
You're growing. Goodness.
Says Santa Claus over
it
there.
It is, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest this morning is the legendary and quite well-being Frank Clegg, legendary promoter of the Newt Beer Festival, who likes to come in. Because you're a lady of leisure now. You've got all this time on your hands, haven't you?
Yeah.
And like, you know, every now and again, it's nice to have a guest to come in on the show who's got some great stories. Or others may look at it as, oh dear, Darren is scraping the barrel again.
Well, I think that's more appropriate.
Yeah,
Darren,
I think absolutely,
you?
Yeah. How are you, my friend?
I'm okay, actually.
Come a little closer to the microphone. I say this to you every time. You should be a seasoned radio
phono. I know, I should, shouldn't I?
So what's been going on in your world?
Well, I've done lots of collecting for the Poppy Appeal.
All right,
which
okay.
is
my
good.
Mum's been doing that, actually.
It's quite good, you know, because people tell you lots of stories, and it's brilliant.
How much do you reckon you've raised?
I don't know. I've been doing it for the Burnham-on-Sea British Legion Club.
Right, okay.
And they wanted to raise 22,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hefty cut.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
So how many people would they have doing it then?
Well, I don't really know, Dan. Quite a lot. But the trouble is, you see, they're getting shorter volunteers.
Yeah.
Because most of the people in the British Legion are getting older. And you know, people, it is difficult. Yeah.
I was going to say, this day and age, it is difficult to get volunteers for things, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, everything's the same, isn't it? All the organisations, voluntary organisations. You can't get new members.
No, of course you can't.
Yeah.
All these committees that are run by elderly folk.
They are like me.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen to them when they sort of drop off the edge of the cliff?
That's right. You know, I was a member of Rotary Club. It's very difficult to get new members of Rotary Club. Round table, I'm going to drop off the edge of the cliff like a lemming, I think.
Right, we're going to have to hold it there with Frank. Okay, so Frank is here. We're going to crack on. Got another song in a minute, and we'll talk more with Frank in just a moment, find out what's been happening in his world. One Direction. I know you're a big One Direction fan, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah. We'll play their new song in just a moment here at Tone FM, where it's 10 to 8. You know, I'm looking at the cameras and looking at stuff going on. Everything seems to be flowing well. Frank, you came in along the A38 this morning. How was your journey?
Very, very quiet, actually.
Good.
Came in quite quickly.
Pleased
not
about
too
that.
Quickly.
No, not too quickly.
And I was only doing 40 on the tone,
just exactly.
I do listen to the radio.
There you do.
And you've got that point home.
You have. The toneway is now 40 mile an hour speed limit. We've got roadworks on Station Road, which are a nightmare, so don't bother going down there if you don't have to. And then, of course, on Chip Lane and Priory Bridge Road as well. The waterworks stuff seems to be sort of in the back streets now. Out towards Troll, we've got some roadworks there, Blagden Hill. Anything else going on, you can tell us about it either on Facebook and Twitter, or by giving us a quick call on our travel line. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, One Direction, the story of my life. For any One Direction fan, they can't go wrong, can they, really?
They can't go wrong.
That's not
no.
their strongest offering, I don't think so. No,
nah.
No. Right, my guest today is Frank Clegg from the Newt Beer Festival, who pops in every now and again. Mate, I think what we need to do is talk cider after 8 o'clock.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Because you know I'm a big fan.
You are, yeah.
And you know that we created this brand.
You have, yeah.
And I need to pick your brains on a few things.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Excellent, okay. Right, okay, news is on the way. Right now, this is Mojo and Lady on Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Bob Marley, Could You Be Love? Sorry, there's something I needed to mention here, Frank, and I forgot to do it. My guest, by the way, is Frank Clegg from the Newt Beer Fest. Speak into that microphone, tell me if it works.
Does this work, Darren?
It seems to work, yeah, because I'm going to check. We're going to invite Terry in just a moment. Now, we're proud to be supporting, as you know, everything that goes on in and around the local community. And if you or somebody that you know suffers from cataracts, the Nuffield Health Hospital in Staple Grove is holding an open evening on Wednesday, the 20th of November. Consultants will be on hand through the course of the evening to answer any questions that you may have about the condition, along with details of all the available procedures available at the Nuffield. The event is absolutely free, and it runs from 7 until 8.30 on the day, on the night. If you'd like to register your attendance, you can call Taunton 478 359 or find all the details on our website, tonefm.co.uk. Terry, I think we need to teach Frank the Friday song.
Because we've got no Jilly now.
No, Jilly's gone up in the world, and she's dissed us. Basically.
Yeah,
she's moved up now, and she doesn't want to know peasants like us.
Don't blame her.
I'm not going to do the high voice this morning, though.
Right, so the Friday song, Frank, you've not done this before, have you?
No.
No, Friday. Oh. Right, this is the Friday song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
It's Friday. It's Friday. We love it. It's Friday.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant. That was good. That was a nice harmony there, Frank. So we're going to talk cider. Now, the reason we'll talk cider is because I don't know any other people that I can have a good conversation with on the radio about cider. That's a bit of a dodgy microphone. I'm sorry, Terry, I'm going to have to move that one there. It's crackling a bit.
Ah.
So I don't know what's going on there. So I can come closer, Frank. You look terrified then. Oh, no. You really don't want to know what he's just done. You're just a vile, dirty old man, aren't you?
Gone for radio.
Do you know what? Whenever I use the phrase, dirty old man's coming in to see us, everybody in the office just says, oh, Frank will be in then. Right, now, I can't think of anybody better qualified to discuss cider with on the radio because you're a purveyor of fine ciders. Now, you're saying earlier on that it's only recently, following an incident when you were very young, that you've just started drinking it again.
That's right. I came up here. I'm a Cornishman.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it. I came up here in 1971 and I worked for a shirt company here in Taunton in the Bridgewater factory they had. And a guy called Ken Bradley said to me, hey, Frank, do you like Natch? I lived on my own in a bedsit in Belvedere Road then. And I said, what the heck's Natch? And he said, cider. Oh, I love cider. Now, you know, then in Cornwall, all you have is bottles of cider, like Bulmers and that sort of stuff. And he brought me in a gallon container. And I took it home, Darren, with me. And it was delicious. But, you know, all night long, I was on the loo. I was ill. And it turned me off cider. I was,
really?
Didn't go to work. Yeah, and I always used to go to work. I never take Mondayitis or anything like that. And I remember, I didn't drink it anymore until about 3 years ago. When
really?
I just couldn't.
You had all that cider surrounding you at the festival all these years.
Yeah, I couldn't drink it.
And how are you with it now?
Love it.
Made up for it since.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Well, I went to, I remember the Rotary Club, and we had a weekly meeting, and where we hold the meeting, one of the members owns a brewery,
right.
RCH Brewery, and he used to bring in a poly pin for them to sell. And this one Thursday, they didn't have the poly pin, and all the beer they had was this horrible beer, you know, mass-produced stuff, which isn't beer, I don't think. And they had some cider on draft. I thought, well, I'll try a pint of cider. I loved it. It's
great.
Really nice. So I've got back into cider now.
What's your favourite tipple of cider?
Rich's.
It's Rich's.
I love Rich's, and I love Shepherd's actually.
Yeah. Terry, you're not much of a cider man yourself, either.
No, I'm not. I again, very much like Frank years ago.
Yeah.
I used to do the Natch bottles and they also had Taunton Cider had Autumn Gold as well.
They did.
Yeah, and then Natch was that was disgusting stuff. But
do you remember that Red Rock cider that Leslie Nielsen had? It's not red and there's no rocks in it.
No apple cider.
It's all a bit of peer pressure, really, I suppose, because all of my mates and that they were sort of Natch drinkers, and I latched on to this Autumn Gold, which was much much sweeter. But it just, I couldn't take to it at all. I couldn't take to it at all. And I mean, like Frank, I got absolutely skimmered abroad on lager, and I took many years before I got back on that again. But in the end,
well,
comes back to bite you.
The reason I bring this up is because when it was the Newt Beer Festival this year, I drank copious amounts of cider and I didn't feel too good the next day.
He didn't look too good either.
So we heard.
I think it's fair to say. Frank texted me in the morning, said, are you all right? And I said, no, amongst other things. And then we decided that we'd come up with a brand of cider. And we've come up with this brand of cider called Shipple. Shipple Cider. Now, the only thing is, right, it's a great name, right? But we can't really explain on air why it's called Shipple Cider, okay? It's one of those things that I'll have to explain face to face. And basically, I've decided I want to make... I've been looking on YouTube at how to make it properly and this, that and the other. And I text Frank last week. I said, right, I need you to get me hold of a cider press and a mulcher or something. I'm going to do it.
Good.
So
this sounds like a train crash.
I think so.
Good. Well, yeah, potentially. You're actually right, Terry, I think. let's be honest about it. But I reckon
it'd be a good laxative, you know, if you make this cider.
Well, somebody ought to tell him that to start off with, you need some apples.
Yes,
I want to try and do, right, the secret of Shipple Cider will be that it is put together at minimal cost, Okay, so right, I need to blag apples from somewhere. Yeah. Well, so first of all,
that's a good idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
So it means maximum profit when we sell it.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Must be lots of apples that they're going to get.
Well, exactly. So okay, let's say just as a test run, we get like a large bucket, large buckets, right? Just to try it out and see where we go with it, to experiment. Who do you know, Frank, in your list of contacts that would be kind enough to donate a supply of apples, enough for us to make some Schiphol cider?
I could talk to Richards, I suppose.
Richards?
Yeah.
They'd be up for it, wouldn't they?
They'd be up for it.
Well, they've got enough apples, haven't they?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a bit like they'll get some publicity out of it as well, won't they?
You'll probably end up in a minute, Darren, there'd be a load outside on your doorstep.
But you need to do a blog or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
On Facebook.
Yeah, definitely up for doing that.
So. And we ought to have a tasting evening.
No, definitely have a tasting evening. So,
that sounds good. Help me out, Darren.
If we can get Richard's involved
after
in it.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Frank, can I rely on you to have a chat with Richard?
I'll get you a few apples.
Now, I need a cider press.
I can get you a little cider press.
Okay, Frank's going to be doing a lot with this. I like this.
Doing well here.
Now, what about like a mulchery thing? Now, there's two ways of doing this. You can either chop them up.
Mulchery.
What's a mulchery thing?
Absolutely. Or get like get one of those big metal rods with a flat end of it that you sort of the tarmac people use,
a plunger
type of thing that's quite weighted and it can crush the. We could brand it as a community based cider because people from the community have helped create
it. It's getting excited, isn't he, Terry?
It is. The only problem you've got if you're going to brand it as community is somehow you're going to have to tell people what Schiphol means.
Okay. Well, on the reveal night, that's what I can.
On the reveal night, off air to make sure we can continue to be a
Frank,
radio station.
Frank's in charge of arranging a cider press and the apples. Okay, now what other ingredients do we need for this? Because a lot of people just say just use that. And
that's all you really need.
It is all you really need. I mean, it isn't a case of yeast and stuff like that because it naturally ferments, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's one of your five a day as well.
Yeah. You're talking to that one again, okay. Frank. We'll just have to do with the crackle. I read somewhere that basically if you have a mixture of cooking apples and normal sweet eating apples, it balances off the acidics and all that kind of thing.
I think you'll find, and Frank will tell me if I'm wrong here, but I think you'll find that most of the apple trees that they use for cider are eating apples. They're not cooking apples.
Right, okay.
Because cooking apples can be really, really bad.
I don't think cooking apples are going to be much good.
I've got a cooking apple tree in my garden. Yeah,
you could try it.
It would be Schiphol then.
It'd be different. It could be the shortest lived brand new cider ever.
Right,
listen.
I didn't realise that we've been talking for over 5 minutes on this. So we'll come back to it in a minute, right? After Disco Love. These are the Saturdays on Tone FM. Brilliant. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, if you've just tuned in. My guest this morning is Frank Clegg from the Newt Beer Festival, and we've been discussing the ways of creating our very own brand of cider called Schiphol Cider. Okay, that's what it will be called. Frank's kindly going to speak to his good friends at Rich's to see if we can get some apples. The whole idea of this is to make a community-based cider where minimal cost is involved.
Okay. Would be minimal cost, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it?
Free apples, free press.
Free apples, a free cider press.
Bottles we need.
Bottles. We could speak to the Tricky Cider Boys for bottles.
Yeah.
I love Tricky Cider. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is very nice.
All cider's nice, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, and then, of course, what else? We've got a bit of yeast and this, that and the other. Yeah. We then need to move on to wassailing as well.
Yeah. In January, I'm not quite sure of the date, Dan. I think it's around 16th, 17th of January. Richards have got another wassailing night over there. So Watchfield, which is brilliant. And they have go through the whole lot, you know, the ritual, the firing of the shotguns in the...
This is the festival, and if you don't know what we're talking about, most people probably do, but this is where you literally you're sort of praising the trees for a good harvest.
Yeah,
you
put toast in the tree and you soak it in cider.
Yeah.
You have a wassailing... What a waste of good cider. Yeah. You have a wassailing queen. And there's a song they sing, and then the guns go off.
We need to dig out the song on YouTube and play it.
Yeah, I can get it for you. I'll get you the song. It's brilliant. And then you see everyone go back and have a good evening drinking.
And of course you get like the Wurzels or the Mangle Wurzels.
Yeah, we've got the Mangle Wurzels.
They're great, actually.
Oh, they're a brilliant band. brilliant band. And we got the Bob Darch Disco as well that evening. But the
is he still alive? He must be about 400 years old now, isn't he?
112, I think. But he's still playing good songs, Darren.
Yeah. Oh, that's the main thing, isn't it? Yeah. And basically go there to celebrate the trees and hope they have a good crop and all that kind of, and people hug trees and things, don't they?
Well, they do. But it's in January as well, and people want somewhere to go in January.
Yeah.
And we've got a huge marquee.
So it's just an excuse just to have a few
ciders,
isn't
it? It's an excuse for a few drinky-poos, isn't it, really? Good way of selling cider as well.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't suppose we'll get our brand of cider ready for the wassailing, but quite possibly for the New Beer Fest next time around.
You probably would, actually, yeah.
What do you reckon?
We'll have some down there, you know. I can see it.
Great idea, wouldn't it?
Shipple.
Shipple cider.
The cider of the stars.
Oh, dear. Excellent. Okay, watch this space for Shipple Cider. It's 21 minutes past eight. We're running over so much, Frank. It's all your fault. And we'll do the travel news next. Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM, Jennifer Page and Crush. It's 8.25. It's Darren here on The Breakfast Show with Broomhead and Sauce Solicitors. My guest this morning is Frank Clegg, the legendary, I think it's fair to say, promoter of the Newt Beer Festival. And if you have missed it this morning, then we've pretty much on air, off the cuff, created a brand of cider.
I think been geniuses this morning.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have missed it, then what we're going to do, we'll post it up on our Listen Again later on, so you can have a listen back to it. And no, but I think it's I think it could be quite an interesting project.
I think it is, and we're in Somerset, and you know, cider is the
it's
a national drink. Of course, in Somerset, it is, isn't it?
So we're going to speak to Riches and see if they'll donate some apples. How about we go up to Riches? We'll take the tape recorder and we'll record a little tour with them giving us the secrets of how to make good cider.
We could pick up some good points there,
you know. Yeah, I think so.
I think that'd be a sneaky way to do it. Go up there, do a recce, watch what they're doing, talk to them.
They do nice cheese as well. They've got some lovely cheeses in their shop.
They've got a nice restaurant there.
Yeah. Oh, have they? Yeah, I didn't know they had a restaurant.
They do lovely breakfasts.
Do they?
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, we can do that then.
Go up there early in the morning, we surround your breakfast.
Oh dear, you're
all
so
the publicity I'm giving them, Darren.
No, well, and of course, you're going to sort the cider press out.
I'll sort that out.
Great.
Get some apples.
We'll get some apples, and then we'll just sort of we'll need things like demijohns, maybe bottles. Might need.
I suppose those plastic containers would be best.
Yeah, they probably would do, actually.
Wouldn't they? Or those big 5-gallon drums.
Or those.
That would be the thing.
Or it could be really authentic and get a disused toilet from a scrapyard or somewhere. Block one end of it up.
What it would taste like. Yeah.
We'd obviously have to clean it first.
I think so,
Right, we're getting carried away now. Yeah. One of the other things that you're involved in as well, why doesn't this surprise me that you're involved in the Food and Wine Society? What's all this about?
I started it with four
others. You started it as well? Brilliant.
About 11, 12 years ago now. And we thought it would last 12 months, but we're still going strong. We've got about 90 members.
It's just an excuse to get together and eat good food and drink good wine.
It is, really. And to be serious, one or two of them, quite a few of them are single people and they don't go out very much. So it's nice.
Nice social,
to go out. It's a social thing as well. We meet once a month and we normally go to a restaurant or a pub. We try it first, make sure it's okay. Mm. And then every other month we do things ourselves. Like, for example, 2 weeks ago we had an unusual grape variety night. So we bought wine with a variety of grapes you don't normally get. And we did food with it as well.
So it's a bit like Come Dine With Me on a large scale.
I suppose it is, actually. The trouble is you can get them to go home at the end of the evening quite often. It's hard work. It's really hard work.
So can anybody be a member of this society?
Anyone can be a member, yeah. We charge £10 to join. And that just covers all the costs, you know. But we don't make a profit. If we do make a profit on anything, it's all put to one side because you do need a little bit of money.
Yeah, we should.
And we subsidise things. You know, like, for example, we had a pig roast at my house back in the summer. And we had, like, 60-odd people there. And I think they paid a fiver because we built up a bit of a kitty.
Yeah.
And it's good fun.
Oh, so that pig roast, they were your food and wine...
Food and Wine Society.
Right.
Yeah. And it's brilliant. And it's a friendly organisation.
And how can people get involved?
Well, if they want to get involved, they need to send in an application from a simple form, really. Just your name, address and telephone number, so we know where to send all the information out to each month. And they send it to Jo Boyd. She's in Cossington. She's the secretary at Highgate, Bell Lane, Cossington, TA8. 2RU, I think it is.
I can't believe you've just given somebody's address out on the radio. There you go. Or if you contact us here at...
contact us here.
At Tone FM, we'll pass on the details. See you later, mate. Sorry, Terry's
just
leaving.
The best thing to do is to phone me on 01278...
Yeah.
Six,
you're not giving your phone number out.
663 bloody bloody bloody.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Look, if you want to join the Food and Wine Society and have a minimum of 12 social gatherings with my guest Frank Clegg through the course of the year, contact me and I'll put you in touch. I think that's the best thing to do. Yeah. Right, okay, we've got our local news headlines to do in just a moment. It's 8:30 and this is Tone FM.